Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Burrow looking right, throwing right. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Roquan on his horse. 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown. Touchdown Bears. Pick six. On a house call for Roquan Smith.
You know, I'll just keep the jersey and I'll keep the memory. I'm sure the guy that got the ball, I'm sure he'll enjoy. So, you know, if I can make his day, I'm fine with that.
Bernstein and Rahimi, 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And I guess he did. And then thanks to the power of Twitter and thanks to the woman to my left, there was a secondary story that occurred with a little bit of amplification and attention and communication, and these things sometimes work out. Joining us now is Courtney Fong. Courtney is on Twitter at Court Fong and is with us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book, and is also with us if you want to check him out on Twitch. That is twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Hey, Courtney, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I owe all of this to you all, so thank you.
I still can't believe that. That tweet would have gone viral regardless, but we are happy to help amplify. And it's just a great story. You took a picture of the ball. That's how I saw it. And you said, you know, Roquan, I may have made my day, but he made your year. So, of course, I retweeted it because you're trying to get the ball back to him. Tell us about the experience of just seeing him, pretty good seats for you at the Bears game, and then he comes right to you.
Yeah, you know, I took a buddy for his wedding present. We bought some special seats because we normally don't sit there. That's not where my season tickets are, so special treat for him and for me, obviously. And you see the play developing, you know, it's, you know, 50 yards down the way, and as it's coming, you stand up like, oh, this could happen. He could be coming right here and celebrating. I thought maybe he might want to jump in the stands. I don't know, but we don't do that here, right? So I pulled my arms out, and, you know, thankfully we locked eyes, and he tossed me the ball. It was a really, really neat experience.
Now, just judging from your little sports room there, we can see the autographed jersey that you got for him hanging behind you. It looks like a collection of either starting lineup figurines or bobbleheads. That looks like, is that an old Wrigley seat there with a bat on it? You've got a lot going on.
Yeah, that's right, right. So, you know, the season ticket holders, we all got bobbleheads from the Bears, I think maybe 2 years ago. So that was a neat treat, and some other things as well as the Wrigley seat. And that's a Ron Santo bat to my left. So.
So you go up to Halas Hall. How did the exchange happen? How was everything sort of taken care of?
Right, well, through Layla and others. I mean, really, like, feel like all of Twitter made this happen. The Bears PR reached out to me, and we were exchanging the texts. And you know, they said that because of the NFL COVID protocols, I wouldn't be able to meet him, but he's got some stuff for me, so come on up. And it was my first time to Halas Hall, so I'm driving it and really trying to take it slow and let it melt and sink in. You know, I go over the speed bumps very slowly just to take everything in, and go in. And Aaron, the AC, the person there, met with me, and they had a whole team. I walked in, and maybe you've seen the videos on ChicagoBears.com and maybe the story that Larry did already. I walk in, and they're all filming me, and I they show me what Roquan left for me, and just had a really, really good time. And it was my first time there. What an experience, I think, to be able to do that in a special time as well.
I love the picture you posted on Twitter because you said the ball has been returned. Thank you, Roquan Smith and the Bears, for making another memorable moment. You thanked Adam Hogue and me. We love Adam Hogue, too. He does a great job. And we see that Roquan, in really nice print penmanship, on the number 5 of the 58, said, "To Courtney, thank you for the ball. Bear down." He autographed it. You got gloves. You got a football. What were your impressions of what you got from him?
Oh, I mean, the stuff was just a bonus. I mean, really, I already had the experience. That was like the biggest thing. So having the jersey, which, you know, is amazing. But, you know, they posted on Instagram yesterday a video that he sent to me. And that was just really my favorite part. I mean, you know, people do that. I mean, you have your own cameos, both of you too, right? So those are some of the best things that, you know, it's personalized. It's meant for you. And, you know, the smile on his face when they handed it to him, that was, you know, just made it all worth it. So the stuff behind me is just bonus. I'll put it in a frame one day, and then we'll enjoy it for a long time.
You mentioned you're a season ticket holder. What's the history of your relationship with the Bears? Did you grow up a Bears fan, or did you have season tickets as a family? How long have they been a part of your life?
Yeah, I'm born and raised in Chicago on the north side. Went to Lane Tech High School. My stomping grounds up there. And, you know, I was young when the Bears last won the Super Bowl. So that was a long time ago. You know, I remember bits and pieces, but not too much. So prior to the last kind of downturn of our team, I was able to get the season tickets at a pretty reasonable price for us. And have had them for about 4 or 5 years now. Really been enjoying having that availability to go to games without having to worry too much about how to get tickets.
I think the most enjoyable part of the story, Courtney, isn't just the exchange that you and Roquan had. It's been the reaction from all of the fans and just the support and something that people can get behind and cheer and be positive about. What have you appreciated most just from the non-Roquan and Bears team side, the fan side?
Oh, man, so many thoughtful comments, right, that have been out there. And really, there's a lot of people that have reached out that I haven't heard to in a long time that said, hey. And there's one particular gentleman on Reddit reached out, like, I played Little League with Courtney, and we went to high school together, and I haven't heard from him in 20-plus years. So those are really neat, and just being able to hear from all those people again. And then just the support of everyone else who were trying to make this happen. It seemed like a really group effort.
Ever since Deflategate happened, I always ask people who are in contact with an NFL game ball and a non-K ball, anything remarkable about the texture or the pressure of the ball?
No, nothing remarkable. So nothing there. I think Joe Burrow rightfully and thankfully threw the interception. I forgot to thank Joe in my team as well. So thank you, Joe Burrow, for the interception. Went right into Roquan's hands. You need to start looking off, buddy, or otherwise you're going to be throwing a lot more. You know, nothing with the ball.
So wait a second. Once you got the ball, did you realize you should give it back? Or did you create a little, like a child? I have concerns and questions about the emotion that you probably had while you're trying to figure out what to do with this thing.
No, I wasn't worried about giving it back. I figured if he threw it to me, he knew what he was doing. So, you know, certainly I was enjoying it. You know, never had a football before. So that's a thing, right? So it's not like baseball where you can get it, you know, maybe, you know, once a year or whatever, how often you go, but this is really special. So, really enjoy just having it in my hands. And I'm not really sure if I've ever held a real NFL football before.
Yeah, I remember the first time I picked one up on a practice field and just was amazed at how hard it was. Because, you know, we grew up, you know, we're playing in alleys and on driveways and stuff, and we never actually get it to standard pressure. And it's no wonder there are so many busted fingers and, you know, sprained fingers and all that for some of these guys. You can only imagine when Justin Fields is throwing the thing 60 miles an hour, what it's like to catch it.
Yeah, well, hopefully our receivers will catch it. A few dropped in the end zone last week, so hopefully we do better this week.
And did you know right then you needed to give it back? At what moment did you say, I really would like to get this back to him?
Oh, no, I was excited to bring it home. And, you know, driving home, it took us, you know, an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours to get home. And when I dropped my friend off at his house, checked my phone finally and had all these messages. Hey, did you see the presser? So and then when I pulled it up on the Bears app, really saw that, oh, hey, he kind of regretted it. And well, not kind of. He did regret it, but he was so gracious in the way he said it. And, you know, I thought right then that, hey, this is his. He's got to get it back. And it would be the right thing to do. You know, the nonprofit I work at, where I was talking about unlocking potential, everyone should be wanting to do the right thing. And that's that is what I wanted to do after hearing his presser.
Tell us a little bit about your nonprofit.
Yeah, I work for CompTIA. It's a nonprofit association that helps people get jobs in IT. So, Dan, when you're done with radio, if you're done, you can come to us and get some training and certification, and then get a job in IT. That's what we help people do.
That's my family business, Courtney. My dad will already ask me questions about talking to you later.
All right. Awesome. I love it. Thank you.
And Courtney, thanks so much for telling your story with us and for taking time out of your day today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Courtney, and congratulations on a very nice pickup in the game. You get a turnover bucket credit, too.
That is Courtney Fong, Bears fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.